Results from PIAAC Cycle 2 to be expected in December 2024. The Nordic and Baltic countries have conducted the data collection for the PIAAC main study in the period between August 2022 and June 2023. Before, a field trial had been conducted to test the technical infrastructure, the background questionnaire, and the cognitive items. In this article, we summarize key facts about the conduction of the survey in Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Norway, and Sweden. Conduction of the main study for PIAAC Cycle 2. PIAAC Cycle 2 measures skills in literacy, numeracy, and adaptive problem solving. The survey is conducted in 31 countries, and there are differences between countries regarding the number of interviews and completed cognitive assessments, both with regard to the international results, but also between the Nordic and Baltic countries. The PIAAC survey consists of two parts. First, an interviewer asks the respondents questions, for example about their connection to the labor market or about participation in education and training. After this background questionnaire, the respondents complete exercises. The table below shows the data collection period, the sample size, the number of persons contacted, as well as the number of completed background questionnaires and cognitive assessments in the Nordic and Baltic countries. Country data collection period sample size number of persons contacted completed background questionnaires completed cognitive assessments Denmark 24 October 2022 606.202317 700 persons 17,700 persons 5.0674 180 Estonia 12 September 2022 30.04.202413 750 persons 13,750 persons 6.5556 555 Finland 109.2022 to 15.06.202310 953 persons 6599 persons 3.9183 787 Latvia the 28th of October 2022 16.06.202327 630 household address in Latvia where at least one person registered in the target age group 7551 screener respondents 6.5445789 Norway 109.2022 to 30.06.202311 700 persons 9980 persons 3.9893 789 Sweden the 3rd of October 2022 22.06.202312000 persons 12,000 persons 3.7103604 PIAAC is a complex survey and a certain number of respondents is required in each country. The number of collected background questionnaires ranges from more than 6,500 in Estonia and Latvia to 3,710 in Sweden. In nearly all countries, the number of completed cognitive assessments is a bit lower, as some respondents broke off the interview after completing the background questionnaire. Originally, it was planned to conduct the main survey data collection in 2021-2022 and to publish results in the autumn of 2023. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the field trial had to be postponed with 1 year and this affected the timeline for the rest of the project. Results and data for research available in December. The fact that the main study was successfully conducted implies that the launch of the results from PIAAC Cycle 2 is getting closer. International results will be published on 10th of December 2024. On this date, the OECD will launch international results from the survey, and all Nordic and Baltic countries will also publish their first national reports. In 2025, the Nordic and Baltic countries are also planning to publish several thematic reports to further analyze adult skills from a Nordic-Baltic perspective. The purpose of the reports is to evaluate the effectiveness of labor market and educational policies in the Nordic and Baltic countries. After the release of the results, data will also be available for research purposes. Since PIAAC data can be combined with data from selected registers in most of the Nordic and Baltic countries, researchers have the possibility to do longitudinal follow-up studies of the PIAAC participants. Register data in the Nordic and Baltic countries contain, for example, information on labor force status and occupation, educational attainment and participation in formal education, as well as different types of income, such as labor market income, disposable income and social insurance benefits. Read more about how to get access to data. You can see examples of previous research here.